Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Great Awakening Meditation and Visualization. And we are on day three. And we're going to do this until the stay-at-home orders are over. So I'm super glad that you're here with me. And every time that two or more are gathered, we increase the energy, the possibilities, the flow. So if you can, send this to your friends. Invite your friends to this. Let's get as many people as possible playing with this meditation and playing with the visualization. And so for those who are on Facebook on day two, I apologize for the video being sideways. Technology. And so for those on audio, you had no idea any of that was happening. And the replay is still sideways. I don't know how to shift it. However, if you register and go to the listening salon, I was able to pull it into another application and turn it the correct direction. So if you want to watch the video from yesterday on the listening salon, you can do that. And you can do that for those who have not registered. Excuse me, you can do that on www.meditationvisualization.com/daily shift. And you can look in the comments if you're on Facebook at any point. After this is done, look in the comments, and I will post the link to that. So if you're on Facebook and you want to actually go to the listening salon and revisit any of these, the replays will be up for a limited time. You can actually upgrade to own these and download them, and there's going to be transcripts as well. So once you register, you'll see that opportunity. But no worries if that isn't possible. I'm doing this 100% free and delighted to welcome you here. So again, that's meditationvisualization.com/daily shift, and that will allow you to at least watch yesterday's video, day three, in the correct direction. I mean, I guess the good news is that this is a meditation, so our eyes are closed most of the time. And some clever people said it's time to change our perspective. So amen to that. We could use these challenges in life and change our perspective and change our mind on them. So let's dive into our meditation today, shall we? And I just want to, first of all, just comment on how much you're getting this. Diane has just shared with me here on the listening salon forum. She shared that tears ran down her face as she listened to the day one replay. Yeah, that Ho'oponopono for past lives that we did on day one was quite profound. I've been doing it since this began. I do it every night now, the Ho'oponopono for past lives, working with the little ones from past lives, and it's quite powerful. So yes, Diane, agree. Well, the first time I did it, which was a couple weeks back, I had tears running down my face too. So yeah, that's a great practice. And of course, every day we do the meditation and then we do the visualization. We do something that allows us to take the meditation where we've gone deep into our power. That's what we're doing when we're meditating. We're finding that stillness, and in the stillness is our power. In the stillness is grace. In the stillness is our connection to our true nature, our divine nature, the connection to the part of us that is godlike, that is infinite and eternal. And so when we know that going in, again, I'm a big fan of having the mind join in and shine the light of consciousness on it and allow us to just remember who we are in a conscious understanding. And when we do that, we are actually shifting everything. We're shifting our body, we're shifting our mind, we're shifting our emotions. And when we do that, oh my goodness gracious, we are in a whole new place of possibility. We are in a new place of creation. And so I'm just delighted that you're welcoming this into your life. I'm just delighted that you're here. So let's dive into the meditation, shall we? Enough chit-chat. So everyone, just take a moment here and feel this very moment. And, of course, you know I love to use what if. so what if I were right here in this moment, noticing the stillness of the moment, noticing this prescient moment? What if that were true? What do you think that might feel like? And if you don't enjoy the what if, just claim it. I am in the moment. And then what's that like? Again, for me, the what if is really helpful. It's helpful for those with an active mind, which mind is extremely active. It helps because it detours around the mind. The mind can't question it or say, no, that's not true, or dismiss it. It kind of goes, well, I guess if it's what if, we could play with it. And so I'm a big fan of what if. And again, if you don't want to do that, that's totally cool. So what if, and or I am in the still point of this very moment? Again, you might want to close your eyes. And as we move into this meditation, I always recommend to sit up. And if you can, sit up without your back touching something. That way the mind can be participating. When we lie down, the body says, oh, it's time to sleep. So if you can, sit up. And if you can't, that's okay. You get to do whatever you want. And if anything I do or say is upsetting or doesn't resonate with you, just discard it. It's okay. You get to do it your way. What I'm giving is a broad guidance for everyone that has worked for many, many people. So what if I could be in this prescient moment? What would that be like? What's it like to be in this moment? And I want you to notice as you're in this moment that there's a couple of 100 of us here in this moment right now. Between the Facebook Live and those who are on the simulcast on the audio here, there's a couple of 100 of us. And it looks like we're getting a couple thousand people over the time. And there really isn't time and space, especially when we're in this place of meditation. So the thousands that are participating eventually, just imagine all of us are present here. Imagine that we're all together. And just feel the energy that all of us holding this intention of being present, of the simple act of being present in this moment, elevates all of us and elevates humanity itself. Does that feel like that could be true? So what if I could be in this very moment of time? Conscious of the thousands of others that are joining in. Feeling that the thousands of others that are joining in all have this beautiful moment of presence, and together we're present, elevating the presence. That's it. What's that like? Again, I ask that a lot because it shines the light of consciousness on what's happening, which expands the energy. That's it, beautiful. And so now we're going to go a little deeper. We're now going to journey to the very center of our soul. So we're going to go into the middle of our brain, very center of our brain. That's it, beautiful. Very center of our brain. There we go. And it's a beautiful place. It's super, super safe. Super, super safe. Yeah. And so as we go into that center point of our brain, we notice that it's not the mushy brain matter. It's a metaphoric place, so it's clean and dry. It's a little chamber there. And we notice that there's this beautiful pearl right in the center there. It's beautiful. It's huge. It's larger than us, and it's iridescent. And we can feel that this pearl is connected to our soul. Does that feel like that could be true? That's it. And so we're going to, suddenly a door opens and stairs drop out of the pearl. And it's inviting us in. And as we move up the stairs, we immediately feel as if the stillness, that beautiful stillness that is almost like pure love, is inviting us, is expanding, is is growing as we step inside this beautiful pearl. And as we step inside, we immediately feel safe. And it smells so good in here, and it feels just so good. And it's, for my pearl is kind of muffled, like when you have a fresh snow. What's yours like? It's perfect. It's designed exactly for us. My pearl has like Tempur-Pedic foam everywhere. So wherever I sit, it's like, oh, I sink in. It's healthy, organic Tempur-Pedic. So just feel yourself in that beautiful place, in the pearl. And the door closes, and the pearl kind of drops down into the pool of our being. The pool of our being. That's it. And so for any of you that are just upset and noticing that your mind and emotions are upset, just nod to that upset and allow it to be. And allow it to be. And do this beautiful meditation. And allow yourself to shift that vibration ever so slightly if you want. I'm a big fan of feeling your feelings. And right now, we can honor our feelings as we're doing this meditation. So if you're upset in any way, acknowledge it. If your mind is distracting you with the upset, acknowledge it. You can say, yes, I have been feeling upset, which is different than I am upset, which is claiming it, which means your whole frequency is that. It's I feel upset. And that's true. Many of us do. So what if I feel upset, and yet, I know I have really good reason to feel upset, and yet, I'm in the pearl now, and I'm safe. I'm in this pearl, and it's dropping down, and I feel good in this pearl. So we can acknowledge the upset, and yet, we can still move into this meditation and shift the energy. All energy can either be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. Yes? So we feel ourselves in this beautiful pearl, dropping down into the pool of our being, and slow but surely, as if it's in wafting side to side, but it's so subtle inside, you can hardly feel the movement. You're super stable in the pearl. And so you're stable in the pearl, yet the pearl is wafting down, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper. And as you go deeper and deeper, you just notice that your body starts to relax. You notice that your emotions start to soften. You notice that your mind starts to quiet. Does that feel true? That you're so safe in this pearl. And we know that the pearl is going to take us to a very, very special place, the center of our sacred chamber, where we are most deeply connected to divinity, where the veils are very thin. And we can sense our divine nature. And so as we go down deeper and deeper and deeper and feel ourselves relaxing, we feel the tongue getting heavy in our mouth, our jaw softening. We feel the muscles in our neck and shoulders lengthening and softening. We can feel our whole body just starting to just let go and lengthening and softening. We can feel our emotions quieting and our mind quieting. That's it. And we go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And eventually the pearl starts to now move through the wormholes. And it moves through wormhole after wormhole after wormhole. That's it. And it's barely imperceptible, the movement is, but we can sense it. We can sense the movement because we're super safe and super stable in the pearl. Does that feel true? Super safe, super stable. And the pearl's taking us through wormhole after wormhole, taking us to a new dimension. It's the dimension of being. And eventually the beautiful pearl comes to a standstill right inside our sacred chamber. And the door opens, steps fall down, and we step inside our beautiful sacred chamber. We step inside our beautiful sacred chamber as soon as we step foot in this place that is reveals to us our divine nature, we feel a little different. It's as if we can breathe here. Does that feel true? It's as if we can breathe here. There's more space here. There's a beautiful energy of safety and freedom and grace. The very fabric, the very sinews of this place is made from the highest levels of hope and love and light and possibility and flow. And so we are reminded of who we are as these energies, as these qualities. We are reminded that here we remember our divine nature. We remember our wholeness, the light that we are, the love that we are, the possibility and flow, abundance and alignment and balance that we are. We notice that here. We notice the quiet and the stillness and the safety that is here. We notice that there are no conditions, no attachments, no expectations here. It's just us and our divine nature. And we invite our mind in as a witness. So our soul is, we are connected to soul. We might notice that. Take a moment right now and just notice what it feels like to be in your sacred chamber, in this place where you are super connected to your soul. What's it like? Just notice it. What's it like to be in this beautiful sacred place and connected to your infinite and eternal nature? Describe it to yourself right now. What's it like to feel safe in this place? And if at any time your mind interjects at all, you just say, thank you very much, mind. I know you have a really good reason for wanting to interject, and yet I've got this, and I'm going to stay with this, and you're welcome to join me. And we stand in our sacred chamber. We stand in the center of our very soul. And we feel and sense our divine nature. And as we do that, we feel and sense our very power. Does that feel true? And again, at any time, if our mind interjects, we just say, thank you. I know you have a good reason for feeling the way you're feeling and reacting the way you're reacting. And yet, I've got this, and I'm staying right here, and you're welcome to join as a witness. So we create this beautiful place of allowing for the mind to have a little respite. And we start to remember who we are as this divine nature. And just take a moment and describe what it feels like to be in this place, to be connected to your divine nature. Just take a moment and describe it. That's it. And now we're going to move into the quiet time for about 10 minutes or so. We're going to go to straight up silence and then we're going to do a quick visualization at the end. So as you're in the silence, if at any time your mind starts to intervene, you can say, thank you very much, beautiful mind, and yet I'm going to stay in the silence. You can also say, what if I were really in the center of my soul? What would that be like? And then describe it. And just kind of use those techniques. And if your mind starts to intervene, you just say, what if I were in quiet? What would that be like? And right now, before we go there, we're going to just take our eyeballs and put them up to just underneath our crown chakra, right at the top of our head. We're just going to put our attention there for a little to shift into quiet, and then bring our eyeballs back down. And now we're just going to hang out in the quiet. What if I were in the center of my soul right now, in pure stillness, in pure neutral love, remembering my divine nature? What if that were true? What would that be like? And here we go into the silence. Beautiful. And bring your attention back into the sacred chamber. Allow yourself to just notice what it feels like after that beautiful silence. And notice that as you stand there, there's a groundedness. I want you to notice that your chakras are actually aligning and balancing. Just by being in your sacred chamber and then being in that silence has expanded it. Does that feel like that could be true? So notice that the chakras, which are the energy centers that are part of the glandular system, the first chakra is right at the base and has a funnel that goes straight down. The second chakra is in the lower abdomen. And the funnel goes back in the front and in the back, and it spins. Third chakra is right above in the abdomen, right above the belly button. And that chakra also spins with a cone in the front and a cone in the back. And then there's the heart chakra. And that's right at the heart. And again, there's a cone in the front and the back. And there's the throat chakra. And there's a cone in the front and the back. And then there's the third eye chakra right between your brows. And there's a cone in the front and the back. And then there's the crown chakra, and then there's a cone going straight up. And what's happening is these beautiful chakras are aligning and balancing with each other. Does that feel like that could be true? Just notice that. And notice that as the chakras align and balance, there's a physiological effect as well. The chemistry which is what the glandular system manages, is the chemistry of the body. The chemistry starts to shift and change, creates a little bit of communication between all the systems of the body, opens up. So the communication opens up. Does that feel like that could be true? And I want you to feel each chakra just aligning, finding its place of center and within itself and then with the other chakras. You can feel it like almost clicking, click, 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 into space, into place. You feel that clicking energy of falling into place. That's it. And as it falls into place, you notice that the physiology is changing, that there's a chemical reaction that's happening. And as you notice that, you notice that your whole immune system is being supported deeply, deeply by these chakras aligning. Does that feel true? That's it. And you feel that your physical body it's as if the natural healing intelligence of your body the volume is getting turned up. Just take a moment and notice what it feels like. Describe to yourself. And if you're having any challenge with this, just what if all this were true? Ask yourself that. What if all this were true and I'm standing in the center of my soul and my chakras are aligning just by being in the center of my soul? And the alignment accelerated by doing that 10 minutes of silence where my mind quieted and I remembered who I am in the quiet. And my chakras are now aligning, balancing, opening. The spin and the amplitude is at a beautiful perfection for you at this moment. And you can feel all your chakras just lining, balancing, and spinning perfectly, beautifully, intertwining with one another and supporting the physiology of the body and supporting the immune system itself. Does that feel true? And just take a moment and describe what that feels like. What's it feel like to have your chakras balanced and aligned? What's it feel like to have the natural healing intelligence of your physical body be consciously amplified? What's that like? Just notice that. Notice what your physical body actually feels like with this amplification of the natural healing intelligence, which is your immune system. What's that like? There we go. It's a really powerful vibrational shift happening right now. I'm just going to put my hands in it. And by what I mean by that is I shine the light of consciousness on the shift, which expands the shift. There we go. There's a healing singularity happening here right now. That's it. And just be present with the balancing and the aligning that your chakras are doing. And then it's creating a new chemical reconfiguration and communication in your physical body. And that's in allowing the immune system to work at optimum levels. There we go. There we go. Beautiful. That was a nice shift. And now there's a little universal vacuum cleaner that's coming in. And it's vacuuming up any old beliefs that you had prior to us starting here today. And it's vacuuming up any old chemical residue. And it's just releasing any of the old dust bunnies of old beliefs, old systems that are no longer needed now. And this beautiful universal vacuum cleaner is just vacuuming up all the old dust bunnies. And just notice what that feels like. Ah, beautiful. Whoa. Lovely. It's a little shift as the vacuum is working. A little quick one. There we go. Perfect. Well, that is day 3. I thank you so much for being here. I'm honored to play with you. Thank you for your presence. And share this. As many people as we can get into these, the better it is. The more, the merrier. So share this if you'd like. And if you'd like to join in and have this available outside of Facebook, if for those of you who are not registered, you can do so at meditationvisualization.com/daily shift. And there's a listening salon where all of them are present there for you. So thank you for your participation. Thank you. I'm honored to play with you. And I'll see you tomorrow for day 4. Much love, everyone. Bye-bye now.